And we are back on the air, 428-1393 KSFR Fun Drive. And Diane Karp, Executive Director of the Santa Fe Art Institute, is with us speaking of the arts, as she is many weekends. And boy, there's a lot going on tonight. There's the screening at the screen of First Position. There is David Barsamian speaking at the exact same time at the Unitarian Universalist Church.
Absolutely.
And there is, I'm going to get it out in a moment, but there's also a crazy fun thing happening at the Lensic tonight.
Yes, why don't you talk a little bit about
that? Because I don't have the email open in front of me.
One of the things that's going on at the Lensic tonight is Hal Sparks and John Fugelsang.
Thank you.
It's the PSLR Tour comedians that are talking about politics, sex, and religion at 8 p.m. at the Lensic. It is a weekend that is just chock-a-block full with art and performance, and so we're going to actually get right into it. We're going to start with the art. There's an opening at Gerald Peters Gallery called Armor and Companions, A Close Examination. It's the work of Carol Mothner, who is a Santa Fe artist.
Oh my God, she's a great artist.
She's a great artist. She's a great woman. She's a great supporter of the arts. And she's best known for her work as a painter in wax. But this is a movement that has taken her into a world of miniature. And she's made these marvelous small objects, very beautiful, very powerful. And I'm surprised that you're not up to your eyeballs in it, because the central focus is on dogs.
Oh, dogs.
And tiny little crafted.
How did I not know this? Carol, why didn't you write to me?
Carol Mothner, check out the Gerald Peters opening. It is definitely worth a look. It opens tonight. All of these things happening around the same time. From 5 to 7 is the reception, but it's on through August 4th. So head over to Gerald Peters.
So you can go to the reception and then go to any one of these other events.
Yes, and another reception that's up on Canyon Road at Link Hands for Humanity is an exhibition, again, of very delicate, very beautiful work called Stitching Our Stories, Restitching Our Lives. They're wall hangings that are woven by a collective in Calcutta. They are very beautiful. The reception is from 5 to 8 tonight, up at 7:13 and a half. Canyon Roads at Link Hands for Humanity, and it will be up through Sunday, July 8th. So another beautiful thing to get yourself over to. Of course, Axel Contemporary has the new exhibition, Santos Contemporaneos, and that's over at the Farmers Market Pavilion, and it'll be up through July 29th. At Thai Gallery over at the Rail Yard is Legacy of Inspiration, some of the most beautiful bamboo sculptures by Shono Shunsai and his students.
And don't forget Steve Lambert at the Santa Fe Art Institute. And we had him on the 4th of July, which probably some people were eating pancakes or whatever. You might not have heard it. But Steve Lambert has a sign, which is right by the Santa Fe Art Institute. It's Tipton Hall.
It's actually in front of Tipton Hall, and it's called Capitalism Works for Me.
True or false?
Right. It's not pro. It's not con. It's the ability for all of the citizens of Santa Fe and all of the visitors to get over there. It's a very beautifully crafted large sign, 20 feet by 13 feet, out on the campus, and you get to go and register your vote.
Right.
And then Steve will tally them, and we'll be able to have a sense in each city at each moment in time how people are feeling about capitalism. And I think to everyone's surprise, it's not leaned in one direction or the other. Most frequently, it seems to come out pretty even.
Very interesting.
The idea, however, is to just make people think. And that'll be up through July 27th on campus. So get yourself over. Steve Lambert's a great artist. There's also an exhibition inside the Art Institute of the work of Amy Franceschini, who is a marvelous interventionist artist who works with farms and plants and the idea of revitalizing cities and remediating soil in order to take empty lots and recreate them into functioning organic farms.
428-1393. Looking for our $1,000 goal for this hour. 428. I'm giving time for people to pick up their pencils and write it down. So, okay, now strolling over to the kitchen counter where that pencil is. Okay, now the piece of paper, which is somewhere. Okay, got it. 428-1393. Okay, got that. Now go call it and make a contribution to KSFR. Tomorrow, Saturday, from 9 to noon, Collected Works Bookstore will be having a booth at the Santa Fe Farmers Market with a signing by Bill and Cheryl Jameson, authors of Tasting New Mexico, Recipes Celebrating 100 Years of Distinctive Home Cooking. And the publisher of New Mexico Magazine will be there too, handing out copies of the magazine. And also at Collected Works Bookstore, at the actual store, at 10 o'clock, the Santa Fe Opera Spotlight Series presents conductor and Santa Fe lecturer Oliver Prezant, who will be presenting an accessible, in-depth exploration of music and text in Szymanowski's King Roger, one of the remarkable operas going up in the Santa Fe Opera. Then on Sunday, July 8th, at 10 in the morning, Journey Santa Fe presents photographers Tanya Vasallo and Ben Middleman and their book A6 Sin Prisas, Highway A6 with not in a hurry, and it's a book of photographs of a major highway in Spain that goes from Madrid to Galicia, and everything that's happening there. That's a Collected Works. And then on Sunday, from 3 to 5, singer-songwriter Lori Fiorentino will be there, as she often is. And Monday, the Santa Fe Opera Spotlight Series continues with another free and informative lecture by Oliver Prezant, talking about Arabella. And Tuesday, Margaret Wood will be at the bookstore signing copies of her new book, Remembering Miss O'Keefe, Stories of Abiquiu. And in 1977, Margaret Wood was 24 years old, and somehow she came to northern New Mexico and was a caretaker for Georgia O'Keefe, yes. And so is writing her memories about that. So all of this and so much more. Collected Works Bookstore, man, that's a great place.
And Dorothy Massey and Mary, her daughter, have really put Collected Works in the heights of independent bookstores. And for those of you who don't know, Santa Fe is a remarkably well-cultured city. But the fact that we have these independent bookstores, we need to support them. They support us. They support all the arts. Collected Works is a great coffee shop. They have great pastries. And they present not only the books, but the people who write the books. So
it's kind of like supporting your public radio station.
It is kind of like supporting your public radio station. On Saturday, we have lots of things going on. We have the ongoing and sort of final points of the Currents 2012, the Santa Fe,
yes,
International New Media Festival. And on Saturday, they have an outdoor vision fest. It's a group show of so many of the works that are over there at El Museo Cultural. And that's at the rail yard next to the farmers market. And also, Saturday evening, they have the electronic group Noisefold. That's David Stout and Corey Metcalf, two absolutely brilliant, gifted acoustic musicians.
And the cellist.
I'm getting there. Okay. And cellist Frances Marie Uti, from Mindscapes. And they're going to be performing at El Museo Cultural on Saturday night at 7:30 p.m., worth going over and checking out. The other thing that you want to do at 8 p.m. is go to Gig Performance Space to hear Roberto Capocchi, thank you very much, who is a gifted guitarist.
Classical guitar, Spanish, Brazilian.
Yes, and the sound of the guitar is like the sound of the human heart. It really is one of the most beautiful performances, and Roberto is a gift to Santa Fe. So come and support him over there at Gig Performance Space. Also going on is a panel discussion, part of Currents 2012, which is a discussion by members of the Media Literacy Project's Girl Tech Program. That's from 2 to 2:30 at Lucky Bean Cafe, which is over there at Sambusco. And they're talking about girls and technology, a very important topic, because acoustic music and electronic media also mean you've got to understand the technology.
That's right. That is so true. Now, I got a little message from the station saying the phones are resting.
Resting. Don't rest.
Rest is very bad.
Stop listening to us. Run to the phone. We'll give you a chance.
Yes.
For those of us who are mathematically challenged, it's 428. 4 times 2 is 8.
Oh.
1393.
Don't do the math on
428, 1393.
428-1393 is the number, and please give us a call. We must make our $1,000 goal for this hour, and apparently I'm now told that we have only about $3,000 to go to end the fund drive, so let's do it. Let's get it done.
On Saturday is the beginning for the public of Site Santa Fe's amazing exhibition called More Real, Art in the Age of Truthiness.
I saw
and
that yesterday.
This is it's going to be a huge exhibition. It's very exciting. It's an exhibition that is curated by the Minneapolis Institute of Art's curator of contemporary art, Elizabeth Armstrong, who is one wunderkind of her own. And the exhibition is going to open actually Friday night, tonight, for the members and VIPs. But on Saturday, curator Elizabeth Armstrong and participating artists in the exhibition are going to do a panel discussion from 2 to 3:30 at the James A. Little Theater. And I recommend it to everyone. Get over there and get to hear how curators and artists think about the creative world. And the public opening for Art in the Age of Truthiness, More Real, is going to be on Sunday. So from noon to 5, it's free at Site Santa Fe. I recommend that you guys get over there for as many different aspects of this marvelous weekend of art as you possibly can.
428-1393 is the number. A little quiet today. Not good, but you know, we understand if it's Friday morning and you're trying to get all sorts of things done, but please, if you want this show to go on, and having a radio station with so much locally produced content on it is no joke. It does require listener contribution. Give a call today. Support the Radio Cafe. Support KSFR. 428-1393. And I have to say, there is a workshop put on by the Rail Yard Stewards called All About Lavender. Elizabeth Inman of the Purple Adobe Lavender Farm is going to be giving a workshop on Tuesday, July 10th from 9 to 10:30 in the morning at the Rail Yard Park Community Room. For more information, railyardpark.org.
Upcoming soon will be the International Folk Art Market, but the Museum of International Folk Art on Sunday is opening an exhibition called The Art of the Gamin, and their works created by Japanese Americans in internment camps during World War II. The reception is from 1 to 4. The show will be up through October 7th. I recommend it highly. While you're up there, the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture up on Museum Hill has an exhibition that they are opening with a discussion led by Terry DeWald about the basket weavers. And it's about woven identities, basketry art from the collections. 2 to 4 will be this conversation and discussion with Terry DeWald up on Museum Hill.
And here's a KSFR announcement. This Saturday morning, tomorrow, right here on KSFR Camp Love Wave, you can tune into Taryn Love Wave's 45-minute conversation with the former two-term governor of New Mexico and Libertarian Party candidate for president, Gary Johnson. So that's tomorrow on Camp Love Wave.
Ray Marie Taylor, the author, is going to be reading from her environmental memoir, The Land, Our Gift and Wild Hope, which will be followed by a conversation with the author and river activist A. Kais Bello. And that's on Sunday from at 2 o'clock at Opposite Books, which is over there on Baca Street.
I love that place.
I do too. And, you know, I think the idea of these independent bookstores is a way of demonstrating to the world how open-minded and supportive and engaged the residents of Santa Fe are. And all of those open-minded, engaged residents have to demonstrate the fact that they value public radio. Unembedded, non-commercial, open-minded, and free-thinking. This is a station that not only presents the arts to the community, but lets the artists and the arts organizations come on to the radio and talk about who they are and what they do. Get to know the people that make your city so marvelous. Listen to KSFR. Support KSFR. 428-1393.
And I'm going to spare our audience now by not singing Joni Mitchell's song, Don't It Always Seem to Go, that you don't know what you got till it's gone. But, you know, I'm just saying.
Well, if we're going to quote music, you don't always get what you want, but you get what you need.
Yeah, well.
And what you need is to go to the phones and support the radio station that supports you. 428-1393.
And the opera is offering discounted tickets for first-time New Mexico ticket buyers. So if you've never been to the opera, you've never bought a ticket to the opera, you can get this, 40% off, 40% discount to any performance.
And that tickets are left for. But the season is remarkable.
Yeah.
And everyone needs to take the opportunity to go and see the opera. Opera's total theater. It's dance, it's spoken word, it's poetry,
yeah.
It's music, it's voice.
It's theater.
It is over-the-top beautiful. The opera itself is a fabulous place. We are so lucky to have one of the world-class summer operas right here in Santa Fe, and everyone needs to participate.
428-1393. We had a little flurry of calls.
Let's keep them going.
I think we're up to over $600, but we haven't met our $1,000 goal yet.
And we have to, otherwise they'll fire me. Monday, the 9th of July, the Santa Fe Folk Art Market artists are doing hands-on demonstrations and workshops from 1 to 4 p.m. It's open to all ages. It's free. Go up to Museum Hill and connect with some of the artisans that come from all over the world.
And the 2012 Santa Fe Wine Festival at El Rancho de las Golondrinas is this Saturday and Sunday, the 7th and 8th, from noon to 6. And so there's lots of wine and everything else. And a friend of mine who is an artist, Tina Davila, is going to be there showing her pottery and lots of other art and good kinds of things. So 986-9856 for more information.
Remember, the bandstand is up and running, and you can go over to the plaza and hear both local and invited artists from out of town who will be performing all summer long. So take advantage of that. Juan Cidi is up at the lodge performing extraordinary flamenco almost every night.
Those guys are so great.
Enriching aspect of Santa Fe's cultural community. There's an amazing book and an evening with Gail Lemon, the journalist and author who's going to be in conversation with Jean Grant, New Mexico's own In Focus host, 7 p.m. It's presented by the Santa Fe Folk Art Market, and it's at the Lensic on Wednesday night. Another way to sort of get into the international folksiness of the International Folk Art Market.
And don't forget David Geist Cabaret at Pronzo. He is there tonight with Robin Holloway, tomorrow with Julie Trujillo, and Sundays he will be there as well. Sundays are, I'm not sure what time, but you can check it out at davidgeist.com or pronzosantafe.com.
The next big arts event after Site Santa Fe's fabulous programming. And one of the things that I want to mention about Site Santa Fe is, you know, it was an old liquor warehouse originally.
Is that right?
Yes, over in the rail yard. And they've transformed it. But one of the things that is so remarkable
has spirits.
It does. It has such the strong spirits, creative spirits. They bring in architects. And for Art in the Age of Truthiness, for More Real, they have brought in an absolutely marvelous architect who has totally transformed the interior of the space and added to the exterior. So if you're not particularly interested in art, you will be at the end. But if architecture interests you, go over and see what they have managed to do in terms of recreating the interior space of Site Santa Fe. Next weekend.
It's so transformed. Every time there's a new show in there and you go in, it's like a whole new space.
Absolutely.
I can't even keep it straight in my head.
Well, that's the idea. You're not supposed to keep it straight in your head. On Thursday night, we begin the events around Art Santa Fe, which is the annual art fair that takes place here in Santa Fe over at the convention center. And on Thursday night, it's the Vernissage, which is their gala opening. But the Art Santa Fe 2012 will run all weekend long. So it's open all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. I invite all of you to go over. It brings in gallerists and artists from all over the world. And it is a place where the local galleries and those international galleries connect. So for art collectors, it's a great place to be.
428-1393. I think we're getting there, but we have not yet gotten to our $1,000 goal, which I'm finding, I'm going to take it a little bit personally. If people can't even come in and make a thousand, help us make a $1,000 goal during this show, I just don't know. Mary Lynn, is she there? Oh, I thought I heard Mary Lynn on the microphone. 428-1393. Let's get it in the next 5 minutes. I know we can do it, so let's try to reach our goal. Let's reach our goal. And the beautiful, kind, wonderful, brilliant Rob DeWalt I ran into yesterday at Site Santa Fe, and he said, hey, you want to offer lunch? So, ladies and gentlemen, for $100, if you would like to have lunch with me and Rob DeWalt at the Zia, you may make a contribution. So that's just another thing that you can put in the mix. 428-1393. What else?
On Thursday night, the infamous String Dusters, the Nashville-based Newgrass Bluegrass Sextet, is performing at Santa Fe Soul.
And can I just say that they're really, really good?
They are really, really good. Absolutely. And definitely worth checking out. The Arden Shakespeare Festival will be presenting Taming of the Shrew.
Yay.
At 8 p.m. on Thursday. And I want to recommend it to everybody, but also the Santa Fe Playhouse is this absolutely marvelous little tiny theater in the midst of downtown Santa Fe, and it's well used by the Arden Shakespeare Festival. You feel as though you could reach out and touch the performers, which really brings Shakespeare back into the relationship to the audience that it was created for. It was not meant for a big stage where you were miles away. They wanted you to actually feel as though you could reach out and touch the performers, and you could just about do that at the Santa Fe Playhouse.
And those guys are really good. I've seen many of the actors in The Taming of the Shrew, and they are, it's not one of those things where you think, oh, community theater, I guess I'll go and support them. I mean, you will have fun.
Yes, you will, and it's very true to the spirit of Shakespeare. And the other thing that I wanted to mention on Thursday of this week is the Santa Fe Folk Art Market's community celebration. It's where the folk art market really starts, and they're going to invite all of the community to welcome the artists and enjoy the music of the Ghanaian ensemble, African Showboys, who are unbelievably talented. And there's the Tuvan throat singer Aldan Tamdin, and Malaysian lute players, and all kinds of other performers from 5 to 9. It is free. It's at the Rail Yard Plaza. It's a festival of international folk art.
And Tuesday, July 10th at 7 o'clock at the Screen, the film From Zimbabwe to Santa Fe,
yes,
which I will be doing an interview about. This is going to be, I think it's, I've got to look, Monday or Tuesday of next week. But it's a documentary about these wonderful basket weavers in Zimbabwe and their odyssey.
We screened it last year at the Art Institute. And the director is a marvelous young woman. It's so insightful to see the complexity of what it takes to actually get to the international folk art market here in Santa Fe. So it takes the kind of diligence and hard work and complexity of dealing with computer and internet applications.
Oh, Lord.
It gives you a sense of what is involved.
Right.
And it's a wonderful film. I recommend it highly. Remember, the Santa Fe Bandstand Concert Series on Thursday will have Third Ear Caravan, Rock and Roll at 6 p.m., and Hillary Smith and Soul Kitchen, which is just over-the-top blues, at 7:15.
We have not yet made it to our $1,000 goal, and I'm sad because there's only 2 minutes left in the program today, but maybe in the next 2 minutes we can do it. 428-1393. We're something like three-quarters of the way there, and maybe we've got a few thank yous to go, but oh, we're almost there. Oh my goodness, we have $115 left. Can two people please call and make that up? 428-1393. Mary Lynn.
A bunch of thanks. Marnie
Yay.
Johnson.
Okay, thank you.
Richard and Lydia Jennings.
Yay.
Karen Stockdale.
Thank you.
Tony.
Yay.
Janine McGill.
Wonderful, Jeannie.
Jeannie. Sai Husbaski.
Thank you.
And Sarah Potter. Okay. Oh, and Susan Harris again.
Oh, yay. Thank you so much. Thanks to all of you. I think we can do it now. We've got $115 left. We can totally do that in the next minute and a half.
Absolutely. And
we're going to give you till the end of the news, by the way.
Oh, marvelous.
Yes.
I think that's fair. All of you who count on Mary Charlotte every morning to bring ideas and brilliance into your lives, first thing in the morning, waking up, opening your eyes, and hearing her voice, allowing us to have access to a much wider world of ideas than we would ever have in our own ordinary days, is worth more than $115. So just solve the problem. Pick up the phone. Give us 5, give us 10, give us 15.
Give us 115.
Give us 115, and let's end this hour on a successful note.
Yeah, if you do $10 a month,
428.
That's 120, that's it.
428-1393.